You're listening to the Title Zone Podcast, the number one podcast for Filipinos who want to make an impact. I'm your host, Nix.
Hi, my name is Kelvin, a.k.a. The Kelvinator, a.k.a. soon to be your mom's favorite podcaster. Welcome to the Title Zone Podcast.
In this podcast, we invite industry experts and notable personalities who have done their part and have made an impact. Sama-sama tayong matuto so that we too, alam nyo na, can make an impact.
I highly encourage you to listen to the Title Zone Podcast. Let everyone know, yourself, your family, friends, relatives, classmates, office mates, basically anyone you know. We promise to give it 100 every time. We don't give a fuck if anyone gets offended with what we say as long as we keep it real. I swear, you're always gonna learn something from our episodes and at the same time, we'll keep you entertained. So, let's go!
Alright, ayan na. This is the first episode of Title Zone Podcast, the number one podcast for Filipinos who want to make an impact. Kau yun. So, Kel, maganda topic natin today. This will be about NLP. Have you heard of NLP before?
To be honest, I have no idea. So, yeah, so pretty. So, medyo excited nga ako eh kasi, yun nga, hindi ko alam kung ano yung NLP, anong tulong mo.
Paano ka na-excited? Hindi mo siya alam.
Nag-Google naman ako kahit paano before this episode.
Yun, so NLP, actually, we're not gonna talk about it kasi we're gonna let our special guest talk about it. So, let me introduce him real quick. This guest is a certified NLP practitioner, certified hypnotherapist, professional and experienced sales and negotiation coach. I've personally known him for a few years now, so I have good familiarity. And magaling to, marami tayong matutunan. So yeah, let me introduce to you guys, Ken Sumera. Let's go!
Okay, welcome, Ken.
Okay. Salamat! Marami tayong pag-uusapan ngayon, I think, di ba?
Sobra.
Gusto nga matutunan kung ano yung NLP. I'd love to explain how NLP works.
Yeah, so bakit, like, I think medyo maganda naman yung intro ko, in my opinion. Pero dagdagan mo, like, but there are other things that you wanna share para mas may context yung audience natin.
Sige. Nung, siguro, a short story lang, very short. Simula ako nito, na-fascinate ako sa mundo ng neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis around mga 2009. Unfortunately, nag-check ako dito sa Philippines. Wala. Walang nagtuturo, wala masyadong active na tao. Kung meron man, bilang na bilang lang. Yung mga nagpo-post, wala. Sobrang bilang na bilang lang. And then, nangyari ito, I got connected with a group. Tapos, sabay-sabay kami, nag-aaral kami, maraming nagtuturo rin. Yung word na gusto natin pag-usapan, I think yun yung gusto niya nang pag-usapan eh. Parang, nasa sales ako. Tapos sabi ko, teka lang, marunong na ako mag-close, marunong na ako kumausap ng tao, public speaking and everything. Pero, I wanted more sales. Kailangan mas mabilis yung close ko. And ano yung skill na hinanap ko noon? Budol-budol. Sabi ko, paano ba to? Paano ba to? So parang connected sa budol-budol was hypnosis. Diba? So nung sinerch ko siya na sinerch, napunta na ako dun sa neuro-linguistic programming. So yun yung actually gusto ko rin i-explain sa inyo mamaya. Pero I'm open to questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Nice. So I think we can go straight into it, no? NLP ka kasi pag nire-research mo siya, and ako personally, I have familiarity. I never went deep dive into it, no? Kasi I always felt something na parang, something. Is this something I, is,
tama ba?
Is, oh, tama ba? Is this a line that I want to cross? Yun yung lagi ko, parang, ibang usapan na kasi when you do research. And tama si Ken, like, wala kasi masyadong, iba kasi yung resource pag foreign and Philippine, like me, sometimes gusto mo Philippine context, which is totally exactly different, by the way, di ba?
Exactly.
So, hindi ko tinatawid yung cross na yon. So, ang pinaka nag-stick out is yung budol. Parang yun yung, whether it's a misconception or not, actually, I'm gonna give you the floor. Let us know, like, is it proper to call it budol? Or is it wrong to say so?
Ngayon kasi, pag naririnig natin yung term na budol, usually, so parang, sa mga e-com yan ngayon eh. Oh, budol finds, di ba? Parang bigla ka na lang nabibili.
Parang na-sales talk ka ba? Parang ganun.
Parang ganun. So, ngayon, medyo nakoconnect natin yung budol as an impulse buy. Tama? Pero, generally, when we hear the term budol-budol dito sa Pinas, madali siyang i-associate sa con. Na-con ka. Na-loko ka. Tama? Pero, kung i-coconnect naman natin siya sa ibang part, like in English, budol-budol, hypnosis naman yung connect. Yung parang nakikita natin dati. Yung ganun, parang ganun. Kasi ang sinasabi nila dito, pag nabudol ka, ang karamihan ng sinasabi ng nabibiktima,
hindi ko po maalala kung ano nangyari.
Oo.
Bigla ko sumakit yung ulo ko nung kinausap ko siya. So, that is a possibility. Okay, uh-oh, yung mga nakalimutan yung nangyari, pwede siyang reaction kasi. Kaya, when I get to explain it, palagi ko sinasabi na parang nasa gitna siya, may mga nakita na akong video na kaya ko masabi na hypnosis yung nagawa. And marami akong videos na nakita na classify na nabudol ako, pero usually persuasion at speed tactics yung ginawa. Minsan, di ba, pag meron tayong mga nakakausap na mga salesperson, minsan hindi ka nakakapagsalita kasi tuloy-tuloy sila magsalita, di ba? So, I'd love to explain the formulas on how to actually do it so that people can defend themselves pag nangyayari yun.
Okay. So, medyo, ano nga, medyo legit nga na yung depende sa interpretation mo sa budol na word.
Depende,
Pero technically, oo. Diba? Okay.
Ako, gusto kong, hindi kasi ako niniwala eh sa hypnosis budol. Kasi either, if sinesales talk ka, tapos bumigay ka, either,
just marupok.
Tatlong bagay eh. It's either, sabi mo nga, diba, if a salesperson is talking to you, tuloy-tuloy siya, hindi ka pinagsasalita.
Mm-hmm.
First one is either you're super nice guy na hinahayaan mo siya.
Pinapabayaan
mo
siya.
Yeah, gusto mo tumulong and all. Second thing is, duwag ka. Takot kang
mag-confront.
Takot kang pumalag. Okay. Oo, takot kang umayaw. Third one is either you're just a stupid idiot talaga na ano, talagang naloko ka.
And term natin dun is highly suggestible. Okay, very nice. To connect with what you're saying, 100% agree with you. Meron percentage ng population na highly suggestible. Okay? So, karamihan, kunwari, very attentive ka sa conversation, di ba? Active yung utak mo sa conversation, medyo maliit yung chance na mag-fall through ka dun sa flow. Tama. Kasi isa sa pinaka-important factors with hypnosis, specifically hypnosis, hindi budol-budol, is attention. That's the first formula. Yun yung first step. If the con artist has your attention, malaki yung chance na tumuloy-tuloy ka. But if you cut the attention, hindi tutuloy yun.
Tama.
So yun yung defense. Yun yung first part. Kung hindi ka nakinig dun sa story flow,
so kung nag-escape ka sa situation or even if you just don't listen.
Oh, may recent case ako niyan na nangyari. Na nandun ako. This was sa mother-in-law ko, nandun kami sa may tanay. Naglalakad kami, kakalabas lang namin ng restaurant at meron lumapit na babae, nagsabi, "Ay, sorry po, pasensya po kanina."
So now gusto mong isip mo ano yung nangyari kanina?
Ano yung nangyari kanina?
Nag-plant na siya sa utak mo.
No? So ngayon, hindi alam nung mother-in-law ko kung ano yung gagawin. Hindi na lang niya pinansin, dumiretso lang siya. Sabi ko, actually, that was a good thing. Kasi never namin nakita yung babae, magkakasama kami kumakain, wala naman nabunggo ng babae, walang anything.
Hindi niyo ba napakan or...
Pero that was awkward. Bakit? Nung naglalakad kami palayo, yung eye contact ng babae was like, merong weird na...
Nakatingin sa inyo or...
Parang gusto niya, gusto niya kami kausapin.
Parang gusto niya pa mag-attempt. So,
di ba yung sa Makati, minsan yung parang awa nyo na po na nawalan po ako ng wallet. Uh-oh. Or minsan ibibait ka dun sa grid na saglit lang po, ito po yung cellphone ko, pakihawakan lang po saglit. Tapos papalitan daw niya ng something, di ba? May ganun eh. Dadaanin ka sa storya talaga eh. Pero the defense is if you cut the attention, you don't interact with the stranger, hindi tutuloy yun eh.
So it's words. It's the words. The words, yung mga words sa salita yung pinaka-powerful element.
And itsura. Kasi...
Or itsura ng babae, sorry. Imagine lang.
Parang normal lang eh. Parang normal lang. Pero yung sinasabi kong itsura, mas madali ka mahulog sa taong may itsura.
Pleasing appearance and personality.
So, parang nawawala yung guard mo eh. Kung yung kausap mo mukhang sangga, no? Di ba ang taas ka agad ng guard mo? Di ba? So, may factor yung words. May factor din yung visual. And may factor din yung the vibe. Vibe check, di ba? The energy they emit. Yeah, may mga factors lahat yan.
So, the way it becomes most effective, in your opinion, no? Just in case, actually, hindi ko alam. Depende kasi kung listener ka ngayon. Like, hindi ko alam kung gusto mo rin itry to or gusto mo ikaw yung umupensa or dipupensa. Pwedeng both, di ba?
Pwedeng both.
Kasi there could be some listeners who want to use it yung ethically, di ba? Gusto niyang benta. So, what would be the best way for them to learn about these things, number one, whether... Gusto niya matutunan para gamitin niya sa sarili niya on his or her own or para hindi siya maapektuhan.
Okay. Kasi dito ako nagsimula eh. Curiosity. I was really curious on how it worked. Kasi looking at videos online and movies, lalo na pag nakokonect tayo sa word na hypnosis, nakikita natin na parang focus on my voice, walang ba? Pagkaganot. Uy!
Tulog na.
Hindi ko ba gawin yun? Yun yung nasa isip ko eh. So, I was, para sa mga viewers natin, no, NLP, you can check it out, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And di ko na masyado na-explain kung ano yan eh. It's mainly a process. It's a set of techniques. Ang main explanation ko kung what NLP is it's a process of excellence. So, when I get to explain how to simplify neuro-linguistic programming, bakit ko sinabing it's a process of excellence, it's more or less like you want to learn a skill. For example, public speaking. And one of the fastest ways that you could learn public speaking is by connecting and looking at efficient and really good public speakers already. Tama? And one concept of neuro-linguistic programming is called modeling. So for example, when I got to start, tinitingnan ko yung mga speakers sa paligid ko.
So gagayahin mo yung galaw niya.
Pwede. Kasi, di ba sabi nga nila, success leaves clues. Tapos pag naglakad ka sa beach, may footprints na eh. They're already doing good. They're already successful at their art.
Right.
May skill na eh. Learnable ba yung skill? Malaking chance na yes eh. They also learned it eh. So ngayon, ang tinitingnan natin, kung i-breakdown natin siya sa mga format ng neuro-linguistic programming, titingnan mo hindi lang kung paano nila dinedeliver yung mga bagay-bagay. You also have to consider, saan ba yung environment na ginagalawan nila? Maybe they got honed because of also the people around them and the environment. Anong kinakain nila? Ano yung forma nila? Beyond the body language na pinapansin, subconscious communication, what are the words that they're using? Kung bakit malakas yung connect nila sa tao.
Yeah.
Now, what if lang ah, you repeated the same words but added your own personal flavor to it. Now it becomes you.
Yung story mo, yung background mo, yung
now, yun yun sa delivery. Di ba? Nandun na, nagpo-fall na yun sa delivery. Kasi, I think, interesting topic din yun. Sinasabi nila na, eh, kinopia mo lang eh.
Kinopia mo south from someone, yung style.
Di ba? Ah, katunog mo si ganyan eh. Alright? So, when that happens, here's the thing. You get to practice more. Until you get to add your own personal flavor to it. Pero in regards to NLP, yun nga eh, you could break down the skill set, you could break down the behavior, and then, yeah, work with it. Mesh mo pa yung ibang mga good points ng iba't ibang speakers. If you get to combine all those good things, ibang galing.
So magiging ka na. Ultra man of NLP. Powerful ano ka na.
It did make sense to me. As I watch and watch different trainers in the field before, marketers, public speakers, salespeople, sabi ko, teka lang. So, yung mga kumpas ng kamay. Okay, tonality. Teka lang. Taas ang boses ko. Subukan kaya babaan. Now, it hit different already. Oh, teka lang. Ang bilis ko magsalita. Subukan ko kayang bagalan and see how that works for me now. And that changed my delivery.
Tama. So, modeling, no? So, to answer the question, yun ang technique. So, actually, the easiest way for the listeners is to follow Ken Sumera. Kasi, siya, huwag ka na maghanap ng ibang ano, di ba? Andito na, nasa harap, nasa ano niya na. So, okay. May tanong ako. Nabanggit kanina kasi yung tinatawag nating budol sa mga budol finds or online shopping eh. Kasi
budol to finds. Me, okay. Kala to me, budol finds.
Deep, gutom na ba kayo? Or...
budol finds, iba yun eh.
Pakainin mo to. De, so, budol finds, yung mga ganyan. So, kumbaga, parang nag-transcend na yung concept into online sales eh. Online selling. Eh, like, kayo ba? Like, may nabili na ba kayo na parang feel mo mali yung
oo naman. Halos
pero,
lagi.
Pero kinaklassify, kinaklassify mo ba yun as nabudol ka? Or aminado ka na binili mo lang kasi talaga siya? Or feel mo na na-persuade ka? Or...
depends eh. Kung pangit yung produkto, kung hindi yun yung expected ko, kinoconsider ko siya as ano, budol. Pero pagka natuwa naman ako sa product, okay ako.
So, nakita mo yun? Like, did you hear what he said? So, basically, if actually na-satisfy sa product, willing na siyang kalimutan yung part na nabudol siya or yung process of being persuaded, na-justify. Parang nagka-light bulb moment ako dun eh. So technically, you can do ethical budol, you can do NLP or whatever.
Yeah.
If you deliver results, no one's gonna care, no one's gonna say na na-scam ako. The only time na they say na na-scam sila is if yung produkto mo is subpar or basura or flat out you did not deliver.
Yung term na ginagamit natin dyan madalas sa marketing is yung buyer's remorse eh. Yun yung ayaw natin, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yung bumili ka ng isang bagay, tapos after mo siya nabili, feel mo parang na-con ka lang or parang ayoko naman talaga nito eh. Naipit lang ako kasi magaling yung nagbebenta.
Yes.
Di ba? So, tignan lang natin yung concept ng ganun. It's an impulse buy. Pero, na-justify ngayon if we feel good about it. Now, yung tanong mo, connecting yung ethical, yung sa NLP, yung application ng NLP sa marketing, karamihan mga magagaling na marketers, yan yung ginagamit.
Yes.
The language part, copywriters use it. Di ba? Pero, yung sa mga online selling, yung parang, ang tawag dito, embedded commands. Ito, medyo ibang teknika na to ha, sa conversation.
Take notes, guys.
Sa sales, I think I've attended some talks, tapos in-explain nila to. Na natawa ako dun sa concept dati, sabi nila, by now, you're probably thinking that your life is like this.
And by
like this.
Now.
Exactly.
By now.
An embedded command. The mind is hearing, BY, by now, but yung subconscious mind natin could process it as BY. Buy now.
Bili ka na.
So, embedded commands work really magic. Kasi, hindi mo napapansin, ini-embedan ka na ng command. Napanood nyo ba yung movie na Focus?
Yeah, yung kay Will Smith. 55?
Yeah, exactly. And it was embedded. So, it's like the art of suggestion. Everyone is already suggesting something to you. Anything. Tumitingin ka sa paligid mo, you're already influenced by your environment eh. So, kung ganun yung setup, pwede kang magbigay ng command at nai-incept mo yung idea. And here's the strongest part. They believe that they created the idea themselves. Na-inception mo na sila yung nag-isip. Mm-hmm. And yun yung mas malakas na persuasive factor.
Yun masakit kasi wala ka nang masisisi.
Oh, kasi feeling mo hindi in-input sa'yo. Ikaw yung nag-input sa sarili mo. Ah, gusto ko to. Diba?
And at that point, alam mo naman mga tao, hindi mo naman sisisi yung sarili mo. That's the last thing you would do. You would always try to find blame to someone else. So,
sarap pakinggan, no?
So, trap na. Alam mo kung masama lang tayong tao. Yung mga learnings natin dito, pwede natin gawin pagkatapos. So,
Jack Nicholson, man.
Grabe yan,
pero, that's how it works. So, for some speakers that I work with or mga keynotes ko, ang setup ko lang is always do the gestures. Eh. So, because these gestures, I call it visual anchors. So, you've associated meaning to a lot of things already. Tama? Mm. Okay. When I do this, your mind already processes
thumbs
it.
Up. Now, for listeners, he's doing a thumbs up.
Okay, it's good. So, ngayon, if I do this,
L sign? Loser? Loser
exactly,
sign?
Exactly. Diba? So, iba siya pag ganyan lang, pero iba siya pag ginanan ko.
Wait lang, commercial. Ah, weird, no? Parang, but loser? Di love? Talaga loser yung alam natin.
Diba? Matik, pag ginanan sa ulo, kasi loser. Diba? Okay. So, again, there's also this one.
Thumbs down.
But here's the thing. When I do this one, what comes to mind?
Sorry. Iba yung naisip ko eh. Si Batista. Batista bomb.
Okay,
sino? Pwede. Si Randy Orton ba yun?
Pwede rin sa wrestling, di ba? Or pwede rin si Marco, yung sa movie ng Gladiator.
Ah, may ganun.
Oh, may ganun din yung parang.
Parang mas masakit yung thumbs down na pinakita sa iyo na binaba eh.
Diba? Tapos depende pa yun kung mabilis o mabagal. Diba? But there's no words to it. You just saw it, tapos there's something connected to it na.
May impact.
Impact. So, yung sinasabi ko as a speaker, for example, embedded command na demo, diba? Okay, guys, here's the thing. If you, like me, would actually do things for the people, so what was the command there? Tama, hindi mo napansin eh.
Oo nga. Nabudol. Guys, nabubudol na ako at,
Ulit, sorry.
Okay, ulitin ko ah. So, if you both, like me, would actually go, would buy things that would make me feel good, that sounds very, very nice.
Parang nag-state ka lang na agreeable. Parang you're getting me to agree.
Okay, ganito ah. If you, like me,
like,
the command was like me.
Gusto mo, yeah, we want you to like you. Okay.
Tapos, the command was so, tamo, hindi niya na napansin kasi sobrang, it was just embedded in the conversation eh. Pero, there was also a command. There was also a point to me.
But at the end of it, parang, you're in this state na parang medyo confused ka, pero your closing is, pinapa-agree mo kami eh. Diba? Yeah. So, you agreed already.
Yung mga statements na, you know what, we could all agree that we're all sitting right now. Ito to eh. We could all agree na may nakatutok na mic sa harapan natin ngayon. And you're just falling into a yes train, which you know.
Deep.
Yep. Oh, no!
Nakakatakot. Kaya siya nakakatakot kasi if done bad in a bad way.
Exactly.
Diba? Meron akong real life example and I want your expert opinion if this is actually a NLP style, no? So, unfortunately, ginamit nung person to sa masama. So, listeners, huwag gayahin. Papakulong ko kayo. So, online chat, no? We're trying to buy an item from this person or someone's trying to buy an item from this person. Tas yung galawan ng tao sa pagre-reply is parang feel ko nagke-create siya ng image dun sa buyer para mapagkatiwalaan siya. Okay? So, let's just say iPhone yung item. I forgot na what the item was. This was a few months ago. So, parang, okay, we're gonna buy the iPhone. Okay, magre-reply si seller. Okay, hang on. I'll reply to you in a few minutes. I'm driving lang. Driving lang. It means may kotse. Yep. Yun yung feel ko. That's, okay, fine-framing na yung may kotse. Mm-hmm. Tapos, okay, nag-reply na. I just parked. Sige, kukunin mo pa ba yung item? Kasi, ang dami na rin nag-inquire. So, nag-iipit niya na ako. Diba? Scarcity na. Mm-hmm. Tapos, pagka-reply mo, okay, sige. Yung kung iniisip mo pa, sinend na agad niya yun, no? Yung bank details or payment details, diba? Send it there na lang. I'll be busy. I have a meeting now. Babalikan ko to message mo in a while. Pero, that's the account. Ping me if, ano. So, parang, ikaw yung buyer, parang okay. Sinet na niya ako na parang kinondisyon niya na ako na bumili. Okay? So, pagkabayad mo sa kanya, hindi na siya mag-reply sa'yo. So, hindi ako yung na-scam, pero may ibang kilala ko na-scam nitong tao na to.
Okay.
Now, nawala na. The moment you sent the payment, you're blocked and she's moved on, the person.
That is a flow.
Pero, how crazy it is, no? Na if effective siya, kung legit, like, di ba, parang...
Real scarcity.
Ang ganda nung ginawa niya, na-frame niya talaga na, okay, the driver, okay. So, parang na-ano mo, legit na tao to. So, di ba, parang it's actually easier to sell and to succeed using these techniques. Pero kung legit ka, pero ang nakakatakot, pwede rin siya pang scam.
Biglang ang hirap sumagot. Edge lang ang hirap sumagot. But siguro, based on a personal answer, it would come to mind eh. It would come to mind. Again, these are tools eh. So, tools, nakadepende yan dun sa gumagamit. Ang statement ko palagi when, hindi naman palagi, when I started doing coaching and training, gumawa ako ng quote kasi may mga lumalapit sa akin that I know their intention is bad. So, ang naging statement ko was, my job is to like give you the knife. It's up to you if you wanted to use it for cooking or for killing.
Wow, that's a good point.
Diba? Pero, ang tinuturo ko ay hindi ko makokontrol eh. Pag nagtuturo ka kasi online, hindi mo na nakikita yung mga taong tinuturuan mo. Pero, sa akin, I do think that this could benefit more people than dun sa mga gagawa nito ng masama. So, sa akin, ang mindset ko lang is, these are tools. And people can use it whatever the fuck they want.
Hmm.
They wanna use it for bad,
labas
wag sana, ka. Wag sana. But for good, for business, for sales. Again, nasabi naman siguro nila Nix kanina, I'm a hypnotherapist. I'm an NLP coach. I get to work with people using these techniques, using these understandings to help people change for the better. They're lost. Kailangan ko gamitin tong mga techniques na to condition their mind.
Yes.
To be better. Karamihan ng nakakausap ko have problems with negative self-talk. I mean, most of us have lots and lots of negative self-talk. Negative narratives, onting kibot pa lang ganun. Sinasabing, hindi ko na kaya to, limiting beliefs na to. Ang dami na natin sinasabi. And these techniques, lalo na for NLP, works wonders. I could teach some techniques here later, and I do think madali lang siyang gawin to help. This might be a safe answer, pero siguro how I see things, I'm positioning myself that I'm not looking at the dark side of it. I know the dark side, diba? I know the dark side of it, but the light side of things, understanding these techniques could help a lot of people change for the better.
Yeah.
Miss Universe answer.
Boom. Yeah. You mentioned your hypnotherapist, no?
Yeah.
Anong pinagkaiba niya sa hypnosis?
Okay. So, hypnotherapy uses hypnosis for therapy purposes. So, differentiate na lang natin siya with neurolinguistic programming.
Okay.
Okay. Sige, para medyo...
May iba pa kasi yun, no? So, ibang panibagong konsepto, guys.
Oo, kasi ano eh, tatlo yung ginagalawan kong mundo. Nauna ako mag-deep dive with neurolinguistic programming because I was really interested with the words, how you deliver the words, how you program behavior. Pero yung next na napasukan ko was conversational hypnosis. Yung sinasabi ko kanina, mga parang specific words that you get to use to work with attention and kaya mo mag-suggest ng hindi napapansin. It's very useful. Tsaka ako napunta sa therapy. So, to differentiate the three, neurolinguistic programming came from, actually, main influence ng NLP came from hypnosis itself. Milton Erickson, one of the best hypnotists of all time. So, karamihan ng techniques ng NLP, hypnosis!
Mm.
Hypnosis! Na ginawang techniques.
So, hypnosis is the root cause?
Oh,
the root, the godfather
hindi
of
it. Hindi talaga siya yung ganun.
That was old school yan.
Ba't totoo yun?
Kasi attention eh. Follow the pendulum, put all your concentration, your focus, and everything into this. Now, follow, that's right, left, right, left, right. So, ngayon, nandun kay attention.
So, for just...
Sleep.
Yeah, for those who are listening and not watching, no, pinagawa nila yung parang the typical hypnotize na may object, na may clock, na ano sa mata mo.
Pendulum.
Pero it worked, I think.
It still works right now. May mga process pa rin na ginagamit like for street hypnosis, pero ngayon, ang bilis na lang ng induction, we call it an induction. So ngayon, ang setup na lang ngayon is, okay, follow my voice. Minsan, okay, look into my eyes. That's right. Now listen, just follow. Yung guided meditation is also hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
Okay, just go and open that door and you would see yourself. That's right. Di ba? Ganun, hypnotherapy route pa rin yan eh.
Nakatakot na naman to, parang pwede gamitin ng manyak. Actually, yung manyak na. Okay, huwag ubad ka. Parang ganun, parang...
Parang kita mo, meron search category sa porn yan. Mind control. Meron, gagi, meron.
Grabe. Kasi yun nga, grabe yung power. And then I guess that's what you mean. No? Now, when you use it for therapy, to help some... Kasi to me, I'm not an expert, but for me, therapy means to help someone fix something. Or get through something. You can correct
that's
me.
That's the very nice... Yeah. Then yung pinaka gusto kong term na sinabi mo. Get through.
Yeah, get through.
Through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's what hypnotherapy is, I assume. You're trying to help someone.
With the use of these tools.
Using those tools.
So, balikan ko lang yung sinasabi ko dun sa difference ito. With NLP and conversational hypnotherapy, we could just do this. Nag-uusap lang tayo. Everything's conscious. Diba? Pero may part naman, pag sobrang tingin ko subconscious work yung kailangan, or medyo kailangan kung meron ako mga kailangan ayusin ng medyo mas malalim, that's when I go the talagang hypnotherapy route. Yung tipong, just close your eyes, relax, just focus on my voice. Any sounds besides my voice will just make it go deeper and deeper into a very relaxing state. So yung tono ng boses ko, nag-iiba din.
Mm.
Hindi ka pwedeng, okay, focus on my voice. Diba? Close your eyes. Diba?
Parang familiar.
Follow my instructions and relax. That's right, relax. Hindi eh. May hypnotic voice din.
So busy, go, pinapag-relax si tao. Pero that's funny kasi yung mga workshop, ganun eh. Di ba? Parang nakatenda pa kayo ng mga company workshop or parang nagwawala yung tao pero relax. Parang
karamihan ng mga nakikita ko sa mga nasa life, like coaching industry ngayon, uses this technique, this approach. Parang, okay, just go back to the time. That's right. Parang babalik ka sa isang safe space mo, a very relaxed state. And then, as you look around you, you see your parents. Tapos, papasorihin mo yung magsasorry ka. You could say anything to your parents right now. Kaharap mo sila. And then, just say thank you. Ganyan. And apologize. I'm sorry, mommy. I'm sorry, daddy. Tapos, mamaya, umiiyak na yung mga... Kasi, ito yung napapansin ko sa karamihan ng tao eh. Minsan, our parents were not taught how to be parents.
That's true. Wala namang course.
Though. And, yeah, walang course eh. So, ngayon, ang nagiging programming natin mula nung bata tayo is through our parents and our surroundings. And minsan, since walang perpekto, di ba, sablay-sablay nangyayari dun sa childhood. And most of the time, it carries on until you become an adult. So, minsan, may mga tao tayo nakakausap na when they encounter a specific problem, they don't know what to do. They just cry. Nandun kasi sa programming yun eh.
Nung baby pa lang, yun na yung ano niya.
Kaya meron tayong mga tinatawag ngayon ng mga approaches, yung mga shadow work, mga inner child. Ganun, meron okay. na yung mga ginagamit na yun ngayon. Because as you get to see it, this is also a form of hypnotherapy. Why? Because, kuwari, you're gonna work with your inner child. You get to close your eyes and visualize your past self, a past state. See what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel. And when you're there, you visualize what happened. Pero here's the approach. Knowing what you know right now, tapos binigyan mo ng payo yung child self mo, would that change how you see yourself in your mind? Tapos slowly pinatanda mo yung child self mo knowing what you know right now. Wouldn't that change internal programming? Malalim. So mga gano'n, malalim.
Malalim, napaisip ako eh. Nung sinasabi. Malalim. Actually, parang hypnotherapy tayo ngayon eh. Like,
gantungan lang tayo.
Hindi ko sure kung
meron bang hypnosis na yung di ka talaga makakagalaw?
Pwede. Pero, as I said, you're fully in control. Okay? So, if you want to just like sit down quietly and relax and not move, you're just following a suggestion. But even though sabihin ng hypnotist na, okay, you cannot move, nangyayari yun eh. Pag nandun ka talaga sa flow, you're following suggestions, you're stuck. Tapos yung words, ito ah, babato ko dito dahil podcast yun naman to eh. Okay. Gusto ko ibato na. Okay.
Bato mo lang lahat.
Yung word na pretend, yung word na try. So when I say the word try, try mong kunin yung mug.
Gusto mo gawin ko ngayon or?
Oh, sige, try mo lang.
Sige, try ko lang ah. Try ko, tutuloy ko, or try lang?
Nagda-doubt ka.
Oh, kasi try.
Okay. Like, you get the logic of it. Pag sinabing try, hindi siya direct command eh. So you're having doubts. So same thing with the word pretend. So if you could pretend to stand right now, try and pretend to stand right now.
But it's conveying the same things. Pretend eh.
So kung meron akong gustong sabihin pero ayoko pagawa sa'yo,
try. Okay. Alam ko, oh, na-experience yun to ah.
Try ko pumunta na mamaya ah.
Hindi na. Subukan ko.
Subukan ko. Try.
Pag may nag-aya, try ko. Asahan mo nang hindi.
Asahan ko na hindi. Asahan ko na hindi.
Yeah. Actually, to be, ano ko lang din. Kasi sa work na nakikita ko yan eh. Like, sa mga, pag may kausap ka, na, unari, management or what, ayaw din nila ng word na try. Ayaw din nila ng word na hope. In a sense, parang, hopefully, parang, like, hopefully we hit the numbers or hopefully we accomplish this. Hindi, don't hope. Kasi hindi hope. Kailangan mong deliver, di ba? Like, don't try, don't hope.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Statement na dyan is, words shape our reality. That's why when a person says something that's super negative, one key sa NLP is pinapareframe ko yung wordings na ginagamit niya. So for example, a person says, Ken, I have anxiety. Teka lang. Could you define it for me? Siguro medyo out of topic to ngayon, out of topic to, pero siguro kailangan ko to isabi dito eh. When people reach out to me and they say na, Ken, I have depression, I have anxiety, I feel this, ganito. Ang statement ko dun is, so what do you mean by that? Could you explain how you're feeling right now? Hindi ako yung tipong sasabihin, ah, kasi ito ba yung nararamdaman mo? Ito yung nararamdaman mo? Ito yung nararamdaman mo? Ito yung nararamdaman mo? With the concept of NLP, ito yung siguro main concept na gusto ko i-impart for everyone na may alam ka man o wala, ito yung statement ko. Each and everyone has their own map of the world. You are in your own world, you're in your own world, I have my own world. Kanya-kanya tayo ng mundo. So when you say something, it could mean different for you, and different for me. Ang trabaho ko is to clarify what you're specifically feeling. So, Ken, anxiety ako. So, what do you mean by that? Ang dami kong thoughts ngayon eh. So, if we get to work with a little bit of focus and some stuff na pwede mo gawin na nabawasan yung thoughts mo, could you still classify it as anxiety for you? Hindi na. So, gets mo? Pwedeng andahin pang meaning ng anxiety. Yes, pero, natulungan mo siya with getting to concentrate and focus. Yeah. Hindi na niya naramdaman yung anxiety niya. So, sometimes it's about understanding the meaning so that you could help them better.
That makes a lot of sense. I remember this think it was 2 weeks ago, correct me if I'm wrong, you invited me to this hypnotherapy, loss kind of like thing. No?
Meron.
So I attended, no? Actually, like, one of my goals then is to lose weight. So, I'm curious ako, like, alam ko dati ko pa sinasabi siya, if may way, like, parang, I just say it in a joke, no? Sabi ko, may way ba na pwede mo ko hypnotize para pumayat? Like, utuin mo yung utak ko na magpapayat, yung gano'n. Sabi niya, yes, may gano'n. Sabi ko, utal, gina-joke ko lang yung pala meron talaga, di ba? Mm. So, I attended this thing, and I actually saw, there were other people there, and like, parang, it was really, take note, it was just online. It was just a Zoom. I would assume it would be more effective if it was in person. Mm. Pero even if it was just in an online setup, like parang nag-work eh. Parang na ano talaga ako, like kinabukasan, like talagang sobrang ano ko sa kinakain ko. Ayokong mag-over kasi naalala ko yung mga pinag-usapan the night before. So, my question to you is, obviously we went through that, pero do you think, no? Like as you've been doing this for a while, do you think hypnotherapy can actually help people with weight loss? Kasi weight loss is a big thing. A lot of people want to lose weight.
Pilipinas, yeah.
Does it work?
Okay. I could say yes and no. Okay? Para diretso lang ako. Yes, bakit? Kasi malaking factor dito, hindi yung sa hypnotherapist eh. Yung dun sa tao. Kaya una kong tinatanong minsan when I get to work with people, have you really decided to make that change for yourself? Tama? Kung full na full ka dun, tapos mag-follow ka dun sa visualization mo, you get to see yourself differently inside your head. Mm-hmm. Kasi, for example, how do you see yourself inside? If you were to visualize yourself inside, how do you look like?
Iyon yung gusto mong, yung end result, diba?
Gusto kong ayusin yun eh. Kasi kunwari, ang visualization mo ng self mo is, mas malaki ka pa dun sa kung ano ka, mm-hmm. malaki yung chance that you just follow it eh.
Yeah.
Diba? So kunwari, inside yourself, you're seeing yourself, the goal, self, na kahit tumingin ka sa salamin, nakikita mo yung changes, nakikita mo na yung nangyayari. Pero yun nga yung sinabi ko nung session na yun eh. Ikaw rin yung kumakain eh. Tama? So, if I were to help someone through hypnosis to create na hindi niya nagugustuhan yung mga certain foods,
mm-hmm.
kakainin pa ba niya yun? Diba? May chance na hindi na.
Yeah, for sure.
Kasi, ang sarap mag-steak. Sarap mag-steak, di ba? Pag minsan, gutom na gutom ako, sarap mag-steak. Then, gagawin mo sa NLP is, ang tawag namin doon is a swish pattern. It's a swish. In where you visualize something na sobrang ayaw mo and visualize something that you like. Tapos, pagbabalik ta rin mo ngayon yun. Visually, parang visually mo siya ginagawa. So, yung mga bagay na ayaw mo, pwede mo na magustuhan. Kuwari, ano lang, no rice or gulay, ganun. Ipupush mo yun na yun na yung nagiging masarap.
Mm.
So, it's the same thing with, for example, sa akin nga, personal experience ko, I did the swish pattern, ayoko magugas ng pinggan. Ayoko. Pero, naging promise ko sa asawa ko yun nung wedding vows namin na maghuhugas na ako ng pinggan. Oh, so, I had to do the swish pattern and I associated it with something that I really love doing, yeah. Playing Dota.
Yeah.
So, parang, me sitting, visualize ko, me playing, sitting sa computer ko, playing Dota, and naguhugas ng pinggan na ayoko, swish, swish, swish.
Sakto. Pagkasa kita, mid, atakin ko yung mid, nuhugasan yung gitna ng plato.
And that created a different feeling habang naghugas ako. Kasi, nag-gamify ko yung paghuhugas ko. So, gets mo?
Right. It's called same swish.
It's a swish pattern. You could search pattern. It online. Madali that's lang right. I-search. Everything's online.
But in turn, yeah. Ayaw mo na mag-Dota?
Hindi. Hindi or naman sa ayoko mag-Dota. I really love playing Dota eh. It's something that I really love to do. Yeah. I associated it. And nung mga panahon na yan, I could agree with what you're saying. Hindi siya naging ganun naka-exciting for me at that time. Pero again, yung paghugas ngayon, it became a habit already. So nung naging habit na siya sa akin, kailangan ba may nararamdaman ka pa sa mga habits mo? Hindi naman.
Hindi
eh.
Naman.
So,
ano na eh.
Ginagawa ko na lang siya out of ano. Wala na yung feeling na ayaw mo talaga maghugas.
Oo.
Wala na. So, it's the same thing with, we're connecting it with food. Pag ayaw mo sa salad, it becomes workable. And one thing with coaching and doing therapy and NLP, it's one thing that we want to talk about, it's awareness. When you're aware of what you're taking in, lalo na for weight loss, tapos yung exercise mo, we get to be talagang, hindi na motivated eh. You created the discipline already inside your head. Tutuloy-tuloy siya eh. It's a big part.
Yeah. So parang pwede mong sabihin na kunwari mahilig ka sa pizza, like hindi Kadiri pizza, so ayaw mo na siya. Iiwasan mo na siya, ganun. Do you have to replace it with something though? Does it work na kailangan may parang may pinapangit ka sa subconscious mo, dapat may isa kang pinaganda rin.
Yun yung isang approach kasi sa swish, yung ganun. Siguro, i-connect ko to sa personal experience ko, it's smoking. I've smoked for like 18 years. Here's the thing. I wanted to quit. Most smokers want to quit. Pero ang hirap. Pagkatapos mo kumain, it's already anchored.
Daily
eh.
Habit.
Yosika, yeah. CR ka, yosi ka, may stress ka, yosi ka. So here's the thing. I wanted to quit and ang isang factor na na-aware yung senses ko was yung usok. Alam ko pag may nag-yosi dahil sa usok. Tama? So, ang setup ko is, alam mo yung gag feeling pag ginaganap mo yung bibig mo?
Mm.
Diba?
Parang pinapasukan mo yung sarili ko.
It's a very bad feeling. Right? So, yun yung naisip kong i-anchor sa akin. So, every time na nakakaamoy ako ng usok, I do the gag.
Okay. Ang ginagawa mo siya physically? Like,
physically, ginagawa ko siya. So, dun ako napahinto. Kasi every time I smell smoke, ngayon kahit wala nang gag, ginaganon, na-train ko yung utak ko na
nasusuka ka na.
Nasusuka ako.
Parang finorse mo sarili mo masuka sa smoke, sa idea of it.
So, I associated it inside sa utak ko. That happens to me. I conditioned it. So, ngayon,
so how long?
Nag-yosi. 8 years na ako hindi nag-yosi sa sarili.
Nice. Tagal.
Direct cut yun, ha? As in,
biglang tigil.
So, hindi ka na nagparang, ano yung cold turkey ba? Yung cold turkey, hindi na kailangan. Hindi ka na nag-go through that?
Hindi. Siguro, i-explain ko lang din yun for some na doing therapy right now. It doesn't mean na huminto ka ng 4 months tapos nag-yosi ka ng isang beses, naputol mo na yung huminto ka na talaga, na bumalik ka na ng yosi.
Okay.
Hindi. Yung iniisip ng iba, nag-yosi sila ng isa, ay nag-yosi na ako ulit.
Break niya na yung streak.
Kailangan ko i-program yun na hindi. Nagkaroon lang ng lapse ng isang araw, but that doesn't mean natutuloy-tuloy.
Moment of weakness ba?
Mm-mm.
Very interesting. Actually, meron kaming medyo masamang, hindi mo masamang tanong. Pero ako kasi, gusto ko malaman, like, hypnosis. Like, we have one more parang interesting topic for people. Pero, I guess to close out yung hypnosis na arc. Like, pwede mo siyang gamitin? Pwede mo ba siyang, ikaw personally, like, na-tempt ka na ba? Ever? Have you ever been tempted to use hypnosis for evil or for something that's not ethical? And you can choose to not answer, but we would very much appreciate if you answered.
Well, siguro top of mind, my initial goal was for sales eh, to close more eh. So I can't say it's like ethical, unethical at then because there's a benefit for me. Diba? Magbenta. Pero at that time, if you knew those techniques, it's like talagang medyo na-force mo yung mga tao kahit ayaw nilang bumili. Diba?
Yeah.
So, kaya ko masabi na unethical yun at that time for me. But at the end of the day, it was useful. I closed deals ng mga panahon na yun. So, para sa akin, again, it comes down to intention. May natapakan ba ako mga tao nun? Sobrang budol ba yung ginawa ko? I think hindi naman. They still have control over themselves. Hindi naman ako yung parang sleep, tulog ka, tapos bilin mo to. Bilin mo lahat to, di ba? Nothing like that. It's just like you've positioned an offer, lalo na sa sulit.com noon, you've positioned an offer that just people just bought because of like how you said it, how you positioned your words, how you placed that picture to get their attention. Yung mga hooks na yan, di ba? Attention hooks. If maganda yung attention hook mo, tutuloy-tuloy ng mga tao yung basa. And still, that's, for me, that's still hypnosis. Focus. You watching a movie, that's hypnosis. Love, that's hypnosis for me.
Grabe.
Diba? Nunood ka ng movie, dun ka lang nakatuto ko. Hindi mo na napansin yung paligid mo because you're in a state of trance.
Wow. So yung mga 3-hour, 4-hour movie, grabe palang level na.
ng attention
mo. Oo, diba? Lalo na kung tinutukan mo siya eh.
Yeah.
And, question lang din, sorry. To piggyback yung question ni Nico, were there legit instances wherein hypnosis was used for evil and it's actually used for crime? As in, nasa record book siya na krimen siya?
I think madami. Meron ako mga alam na instances that it was used for not good. Pero hindi ako makapagsalita dito.
May incriminate.
Pero meron.
Possible.
Hindi lang meron. Madami. And
yun ba yung
it's
mga,
sad.
Yung mga nakakasunan ng estafa, yung mga ganun, parang mga leading up to that, yung posibleng yun yung naging nangyari.
Minsan hindi nila alam. that they're already doing it.
Hindi alam nung gumagawa ng crime na yun.
Hindi alam. Sa tingin ko, yung ibang instances is naturuan sila kung paano gumawa ng flow to con people. Pero if you look at it in a, like, kami na nag-aaral nito, hindi siya yung tipong aral na ito yung technique na to, yeah. technique na to. Hindi eh. It was just taught to them na, okay, sabihin mo to, kapag kinausap mo siya, ganito yung gagawin mo. Diba? They don't know the concepts to it, pero they did the approach. So karamihan ng mga nakikita ko, ganun yung nangyari. There are cases of like, nagamit siya for dark talaga. Like, you know, sexual abuse, may ganun, may mga ganung cases. Napapa-reach out yun sa community ko. Kasi yung community na handle ko, yan, NLP and Hypnosis Philippines, yeah. We've been active doing workshops and meetups mula ng 2015. So yung mga messages sa amin sa page, halo from looking for therapy, asking for workshops, or minsan nagre-reklamo, na-hypnotize po ako kanina, ito po yung ganito. I get that, those messages eh.
Pero may self-aware na siya. Like, alam niyang na-hypnotize, feel niya na-hypnotize siya.
Oo, gusto niyang i-check sa amin na parang, nabudol po yata ako. Ito po yung nangyari.
Okay.
So, gusto niya ng clarity na kung nabudol nga ba siya talaga.
Kung totoo.
Oo, kung totoo. Tapos, syempre, bibigyan, i-explain namin sa kanya yung concept, how that work, and kung paano niya ma-defend yung sarili niya moving forward. So, may dark talaga. Yeah. Meron talaga.
Meron.
Meron talaga.
May plans ka ba to?
Going deeper, meron talagang dark dito.
Meron talaga. Huwag nagkagipit. Sa dami na natutunan natin, like, pwede natin gamitin. And actually, so, yun, no? So, I think, yeah, that's been very valuable. And I think, we touched on a lot of really interesting topics from NLP, how it can be used for sales. May mga, again, kung ethical ka, di ba, ang dami mo nang na-pick up na pwede mong gawin eh. Like if you're trying to sell something, if you're real, in real estate or trying to sell online or whatever. And then the hypnosis part, how it can be used for good hypnotherapy. Now, ito na, kailangan ko nang alisin yung hat ko. No cap. No cap mode na tayo ngayon. Ito na, kailangan na nating ano. Kailangan na natin magseryoso. Kasi, tayo ano, I think the last part ng ano natin, ng conversation natin is about actually, so Ken is actually a coach as well, no? So everything is, I think obvious naman, no? Everything he's been trying to say now, like it's in from his own experience and how he's teaching others how to do it. So you're a coach. Maybe for the listeners, so what does it actually mean to be a coach? Kasi baka iba, familiar lang sila sa coach ng basketball, Chot Reyes, kanyan. Shout out, Chot Reyes.
Shout out.
So like, what does it actually mean to be a coach? And then what it means to be a coach in your field?
Okay, medyo, ito, gusto ko, ano eh, very passionate ako dito sa topic na to eh. Kasi, pag sinabi mong coach, kadalasan na naiipit ka kagad sa isang frame. That you're professional, you know a lot of things in a certain topic. Diba? Hindi naman, coach general, lahat alam mo eh. Hindi naman eh, diba? Karamihan ng coaches na nakikita ko, either they're an expert in what they do, they're certified, they studied, they spent lots of time actually with one topic lang kung ano yung kino-coach nila. Pero, paano nga ba nagiging coach? Ito, para sa akin, tingin ko experience and talagang you spent time to study things. Malaking bagay yung papel. Para sa akin, dati.
Okay.
Nagsimula ako mag-coaching, wala akong papel eh. I just had the intention to help people with the things that I knew.
Hinahanap ba ng mga taong kinocoach mo yung papel? Or more like, it's your kind of confidence builder to add, you know, the feeling of legitimacy for yourself? Or yung mga tao ba mismo yung may certification ba si Coach Ken sa ganito, okay. Ganyan?
Hindi naging issue yung papel.
Sa tao? Wala siyang pake? Wala siyang pake?
Wala pa ako masabi na tipong, may papel ka, pa-coach ako dyan.
Mm-mm.
Wala ako, wala. Siguro sa side ko, I've already branded myself eh. Meron na akong brand. So, yung mga clients na lumalapit sa akin, medyo nakikita nila kung ano yung impact na nagagawa ko sa mundo na. And here's the thing. Ito ah, medyo real talk to ah. Karamihan ng coach na nakikita ko ganito eh.
Kaya ako nagtanggal ng cap eh.
Karamihan ng coach na nakikita ko, kailangan na, okay. So, guys, so here's the thing. This is ang topic natin for today is this one. Diba? Nahuhulog sila doon sa frame. Ako yung coach na, alam nyo guys, putang ina, ito yung kailangan natin pag-usapan ngayon. Ito yung problema mo. Bakit hindi mo ina-acknowledge yung problema mo?
Yeah. direct versus parang you're following a script or parang pretentious na yung dating?
Eh, ako sabihin pretentious because that may be there.
ako na.
Siya nagsabi nun. Sabi ko nga iba-ibang taste ng tao. Pero for me, I do believe that this is my authentic self. So, looking at how I could make a very strong impact sa mundo, it's by me being me. Mas malakas yung energy na na-emit mo, yung confidence na na-emit mo pag you're just being you. Ayan, no cap. Diba? Hmm. Mas relax ka lang eh. Hmm. You don't have to answer Miss Universe answers. Di mo kailangan i-safety yung sarili mo because confident ka na kaya mo. Kaya mong harapin, batuhin ka ng mga kung ano-ano dyan, kaya mo eh. So for me, a coach is someone that has a genuine intention to help a person, has the skills to actually help that person, and again, has the capability to make a person think. Again, if you think about it, a person is one thought away to the change that they want to get.
When exactly did you consider yourself as a coach? Like, di ba, you started
nice,
out,
good question.
You started out with the intention na I want to help share my knowledge to new people. Mm. And then at what point na nagtuturo ka na ay, coach na ako?
Challenge pa rin sa akin ngayon na sabihin yung sa sarili ko na I'm a coach. Ayoko kasi gamit yung word na yun. There was a time it was just thrown out there.
Yeah.
Parang,
lahat na lang coach.
Life coach ako.
Yeah? Mamaya sa atin yung mga yun.
So ako, hindi ako coach. Just call me Ken. Yun yung sinasabi ko. But right now, as more people call, wala ka na magagawa eh. Yun yung tawag nila sa'yo eh.
Alam nga namang sabihin mong wag, di ba?
Sinabi ko na yun. Wag niyo ako tawagin coach, ganyan. Pero hindi mo na mapigilan eh. So your question is, kailan ko nasabi na I'm a coach? It was like 5 years ago. I'm turning 40 right now. So mga 35 ko lang siya nasabi. Pero I started my journey mga 20s pa eh.
You were already a coach, pero you just didn't call yourself or think of yourself that way.
Exactly.
Pero that's what you were doing.
Oh. So nung 5 years ago, dun ko na na-decide, teka lang, I think branding is very, very important. We're in marketing.
Yeah.
And those that have the intention to actually help, they're not known.
That's true.
They're not known. I know a lot of people who are really good with working with people that don't have clients to talk to because they haven't positioned themselves. So, nung dumating ako sa point na yun, taga lang, this is something that I think I could do up till tumanda ako. Parang nandun na ako sa crossroads ng buhay ko. Taga lang, pa-approach na ako, tumatanda na ako. Ano yung gagawin ko? And as I see different public speakers, motivational speakers, trainers, habang tumatanda sila, they get more authority. Diba? Mas nagkakaroon, mas matanda ka, mas may wisdom. Diba? Yun yung medyo frame, yung mindset eh. So sabi ko, teka lang, if i-own ko na tong pagiging coach ko, I do coaching professionally, I get paid to do it. Habang tumatanda ako, hindi ako mawawala ng clients. Kasi habang tumatanda ako, pwede akong gumaling ng gumaling ng gumaling, mas makilala na mas makilala na mas makilala. Yeah. And at the end of my life, I could say that I've created impact sa mga tao na nakakausap ko.
Yeah. And the dami palalo yung clients mo. I mean, the longer you've...
It's still a business.
Parang it's viewed as parang wine, di ba? When the more you age. Kasi the more you get older,
that makes sense to me.
Dumadami rin yung mga younger people who look up to you.
That makes sense.
Kasi it's very hard to convince someone who's just the same age as you.
Exactly. I think dun na tayo
papunta. Diretso yun na natin. Kasi,
sige, game.
Yeah, so you're a coach. You've seen it. You've been in the industry. You're seeing... You see things, no? We all see things. Like, pag-scroll ka lang sa TikTok, you see all these things. We're seeing a trend. This has started, actually, in my opinion, many years ago, but nag-start siya maging wild nung pandemic.
Okay.
Parang ang dami na ngayon life coach na kakatapos lang ng puberty nila. And like, teenager. Like 16, 17 years old. They're trying... Okay, sige. Maybe onti lang. Meron din mga 20s. Kanya. And I'm not trying to knock on anyone right now. Kasi I'm not gonna judge your character, anyone. But is it valid? Like, does it even make sense that I'm a life coach is a 17-year-old? Is that okay? Like, in your opinion, like, a 17-year-old, like a teenager, very, very young, positioning himself as a life coach or a coach of sorts, does that even make sense?
Tricky. Ang tricky na itong question na ito. For most of my life or sa coaching career ko, I'd say that's fucked up. Mm. For most. Pero na ako agad. Kasi, ano eh, napag-usapan na namin to ng mga tropa ko ng matagal na. And to think about it, what's stopping a person from helping someone?
Yeah.
Pero kasi magkaiba kasi yung brand. You know what? I'm a life coach and I'm here to help you. Di ba? Magkaiba yung, magkaiba kasi yung setup. Di ba? Pero here's the thing. I've gotten to work with really young people right now who have the intention to learn hypnotherapy, neurolinguistic programming, and other stuff. And ito yung sagot ko sa'yo. Kung meron silang experience at naturuan sila, na-certify sila, or talagang meron nag-guide sa kanila,
may mentor
to really help them. Lalo na, ito pinag-usapan natin kanina, neurolinguistic programming. Ito, nag-uusap lang tayo. Tapos medyo meron ka ng idea kung paano gamitin itong mga certain techniques na to. Couldn't you impact a life?
I think that try na ni Kelvin mamaya.
So, if a person who's like 15 years old, capable of thinking already and applying things, at meron nagtanong, 25, 28, 30-year-old na nagtanong ng question, here's the thing. When we experience a problem, ang hirap minsan mag-isip because we're emotionally inside the problem. Mm-hmm. Ang trabaho naming mga coach, we're an outsource. Wala kami dun sa problema. As a consultant, di ba?
From the outside.
So, mas madali namin makikita yung solutions. Mas kaya kang bigyan ng ideas on how to work with it because wala ka dun. Balik tayo dun sa tanong, ha? 17, 18, 19-year-old, with that concept na in-explain ko sa inyo, kaya ba?
Hindi ko alam. Ako, hindi ako maniniwala.
Ako, depende kasi. There are young people na hindi naman teenager. Masyado lang ano eh.
Sige, kung na 20.
20, within 20, 25. I've seen people sa SOCMED na who has achieved more than me. Na and expert sila sa ibang bagay or whatever kung ano man. Pag may mga nakikita akong bago sa mga sinasabi nila or tinuturo nila, believable siya sa akin. Naniniwala ako at naniniwala ako sa taon to.
Yeah.
Kasi outside of my realm yun eh. Saka may napatunayan ka na dyan sa larangan mo eh.
I agree. I think it depends if ang usapan na is a skill. Kasi a skill can be learned, you can master it. Like, ang idea ko, which is tama yung sabi niya, pag, ang pinaka naging concept ko dyan is, kunwari may libro. May libro tayong binabasa. Tayong tatlo. Nasa page 42 ako.
Okay.
It's a 350-page book. Nasa page 42 ako.
Hmm.
Nasa page 3 ka pa lang. Si Kelvin nasa page 7. Okay. Technically, I feel confident na I can teach you guys. Kasi nasa page 42 na ako. Nasa 3 ka pa lang.
Malaking bagay yun.
Kahit hindi ko pa tapos yung libro, I feel like I can teach you guys. If ganun yung concept skill-wise, di ba? Kunwari, magaling siya mag-social media marketing, gusto niyo matuto ng social media marketing, hindi pa, wala pa sa level na yun. Kahit, ala akong paki, kahit 20-year-old yan, kahit 18 yan, maniniwala ako dyan, lalo na ngayon, Gen Z, ang galing mag-TikTok. I think it's fine for me, personally. Kasi if you're telling me your life experience at 17 years old, and then you're trying to teach a 30-year, di ko kaya.
Meron meron akong ibabalik, ha? Probably narinig mo yung word na sinabi niya kanina. Believe. Okay? When you're doing coaching or therapy, ang laking factor, ito yung gusto ko talaga i-highlight eh, authority. Ang laking factor ng authority. Kahit anong mangyari, for example, Nick, yung based sa statement mo, if you are having a problem, tapos ang option mo was to get to 15-year-old life coach and a 45-year-old life coach, which would you choose? Siyempre, dun sa older 45, di ba? Okay. Pero here's the thing. If you believe that itong 15-year-old life coach ito has the necessary skills at proven track record na nagagawa niya, natutulungan niya yung mga tao dun sa specific na problem na meron ka, mas malaki yung chances din
na mas effective siya.
Kasi may track record siya.
Pwede.
May authority siya. Yeah. Pero at end of day, papasok pa rin tayo dun sa authority. Do you believe that this person can help you. So ngayon sa atin tatlo ngayon dito, siguro nandun tayo sa context na if we generalize the concept na 15-year-old, 18-year-old life coach, lahat tayo hihindi. Kasi we're just talking about it.
But if there was someone, the outlier, out, na talaga
exactly.
Grinded.
Yan yung sagot ko.
If that's the case, yes. So I'm not saying na baka may, ayaw may ma-discourage na 16-year-old na gusto mag-life coach. We're not discouraging you. If you actually prove to us, you're gonna work hard for it. You're gonna do, magpapatrain ka, magpapamentor ka, Ken-Ken or whatever. Or
Until the boom!
Hindi, like, boom. If gagawin mo yun, all those things, and you talaga, yun talaga yung feel mo calling mo, and you take it seriously, then yes. The problem is, I think, not everyone's willing to walk that road. Not everyone's willing to put in that kind of work. And that's what makes it troubling for me when I see on TikTok na nagkakalat tong mga to ngayon. Yun yung problema ko.
Yun din. Kasi as I think I love working with this concept. It's just influence. When we're looking at TikTok right now, we're influenced by the algorithm also. Right. Kung meron kang gusto, yun at yun ang ifa-flash sa'yo eh. Tama?
So, for you.
Meron nangyari sa akin dun sa FYP ko na puro ganyan yung lumalabas. Puro lahat motivational na hindi na ako naniniwala dun sa ibang nagsasalita. Kasi sabi mo nga eh, ako nandito ako sa stage ng buhay ko na I'm still researching different coaches, different therapists, diba? Inaaral ko pa rin sila eh. Tapos meron ka makikita na parang, ganito dapat yung gagawin mo, no? Pag dito, dapat ganito, diba? Sa loob ng utak ko, ulul. Ulul, bahala ka dyan. Bahala ka dyan. Hindi. Pero meron outlier based on what you said. There are still people that even though they're young, pag yung mga sinabi nila make sense to me, I'd still, he's right.
May naalala akong ganyan eh. I think na pag-usapan na before, like kanina, yung si Caleb Maddox. Tumanda na rin yung bata.
I think we talked about that earlier.
Pero nung 13 yata nag-start yung batang yun, napanood ko din yung talk eh. Like, so, again, but that person took it seriously. Tinrain siya ng tatay niya eh. Yung lahat na alam niya tatay niya.
He made sense eh.
Oh, diba? Tapos mga sinasabi niya make sense. So, you don't really discredit it. If they put in the work, then maybe we can, you know, respect that. Pero mahirap. Mahirap. Kasi barrier.
I think itong concept na to, it's an NLP concept naman. We call it generalization. We're probably just generalizing things because of the logic of it.
Mm-mm.
Pero looking at it, there are outliers. Yun yung sagot namin siguro dito. Merong outliers talaga. There's someone always better than you.
Right.
yun yung sagot dun.
Actually, malay mo, if nakikinig ka tapos nagdi-disagree ka, pwede rin you can reach out. You can, di ba? Let us know kasi baka we're not seeing. If you're on that grind, life coach ka, you're a little bit young, yeah, we can invite you here as well.
We respect you and also we'd love to hear your opinions because we could also learn from you.
Yeah, yun naman eh. Actually, yun na, my last point here, like, I think very stubborn tayo to think na wala tayong matunan. Actually, kahit pa sabihin natin na hindi siya, kahit 17-year-old life coach, ha? 17-year-old. Tapos kahit sabihin kung wala akong believe sa taon to, kasi nga sobrang wala pa, hindi pa siya, wala pa siyang nagawa talaga. Meron ka pa rin matututunan. Yung wild thing, eh. Like, meron ka pa rin at least one thing na matututunan from any person. That's my belief. So, kahit pa hindi siya credentialed, may mapupulot ako dun eh. Somehow, somewhere, di ba?
If you're really open to learn, you'd see learning from everything.
From everything.
Yeah, from everything. Yeah. Sarap na tong usap tayo dito.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I think we're winding down sa coaching itong arc natin. Do you have anything else?
Questions? Tara!
Question ko, just wanna know, what would you consider yung crowning achievement mo sa pagiging coach mo or, and another thing, not or, what was your best moment as a coach?
Well, siguro, top of mind. Best moment ko as a coach is like, I've gotten to work with someone that was really, I don't want to say na, really dark na, deep contemplating on that thing. Okay? But here's the thing, kaya mong tumulong eh. And I saved a life. Yan siguro yung isa sa mga moments na masasabi ko. And it really felt good to me that this person gets to see life differently right now. It was hard moment for me because I don't work with friends. I don't. Because of the familiarity kasi. Mm. So the good thing is she's a client. Nakikita ko yung change ngayon because highly functioning na siya sa society.
Wow.
Maayos, nakahanap na siya ng trabaho. Mm. And this person, nagme-message siya from time to time to just say, you know, thanks, coach. That really feels good for me. I mean, yun yung top of mind na natatandaan ko ngayon. It really feels good.
Wow, that's... So, someone who was almost at the brink of ending it.
Nandun na talaga. As in, nung nag-usap kami, this person was really decided already.
Mm-hmm.
Ano talaga, I really gave time, spent effort, not to change her mind eh. It was just sometimes we just need someone to talk to. So, yun yung isang factor, and I was there to listen. Even though I know it's my job to listen, I was there to listen. No. So, yung conflict ng, paano ko ba i-explain to? Meron kasing mga concept na, as a therapist, you should not care. You have to do things professional. Meron mga nagsasabi nun. Sa mga turo sa akin ng mentor ko, it's actually the other side around. As a therapist, I'm there to care.
I agree. My follow-on there is like, parang the common teaching is to not care.
Ayoko sabihin common.
Pero meron some people mga, say that.
If you're doing it professionally kasi.
Parang ipinapadetach niya sa'yo. Parang hindi ka sobrang.
Detach. Okay. Pero there are ways nga for me to, sa dami ng kinakausap ko na puro problema, hindi ba ako nagiging negative at hindi ba ako nagiging stress at nade-depress with those stuff.
Yun ang point nila, baka na-develop mo yung.
Kaya kailangan mong mag-detach
okay,
nga.
Okay, okay.
So, sa akin, I have DOTA. I have my ways to actually cut, tawag namin doon sa pattern interrupt. State interrupt. So, instead of me going through the nalulungkot na rin ako, I sympathize, empathize with you, I could still do that. But after the session, I could cut those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in charge of what I feel. Diba? So, sa concept lang natin, ito siguro high value na dapat ninyong malaman lahat. It just seems so logical for me. Here's the thing. Before it becomes an emotion or a feeling, it's a thought.
Inisip mo na muna ba before, like, it's, yeah, nandiyan na siya.
It does make sense, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you get to choose the thought that you're gonna ride, you could manage your emotions. Bad trip ka ngayon, bakit? There were thoughts that connected to dun sa bad trip mo. But it does make sense, right?
I think that's what they were trying to protect you from. Like, na-realize ko, like, paano kung everyday, diba, therapist, kunwari therapist na lang, let's just make it generalized. Kausap niya laging mga galit, like, baka pag-uwi niya, dala niya sa bahay yung violence, or for the maybe person. It happens. No? We don't know. Okay, this is great. Actually, parang yung
nalalim pa tayo.
Meron pa ba? Sige, yeah. Okay, let's go here. Familiar kayo sa, no? Familiar kayo sa mga meme to eh. Like, parang may starter pack na, no? Yung parang starter, Konyo starter pack or something, whatever.
Diba?
So, meron tayong sego dito. So, every guest, no, we're gonna ask, like, what's your starter pack advice? Like, ano yung three things, no? Na baon. Na pwede, like, even we things na hindi natin pinag-usapan, no? But just for the sake of people. Like, we want people to walk away and like, wow, okay, there's something. I'm a better person right now, or there's something I can use. What would that be for you? What's your, meron bang go-to pinibigay sa tao na advice, or what were your like top three things?
Top three things ko is, una ganito, yeah. Notice your posture right now. A lot of people have connected confidence with their posture. And me saying that notice your posture right now, it already shifted your attention to your posture. It's just a conversational hypnosis word. Notice, realize. So me saying just notice your posture right now, most people would just na-shift
your
attention.
Shoot! So kinumad mo ako.
Kinumad ka.
Oy.
Okay, kinumad ka.
Naiinisip ko talaga kung yung mga nakikinig na pa.
Yes, yung nakikinig din. Kasi notice your posture right now.
Paano kung yung nakikinig ka sa kubeta na pa?
Yeah.
Pa-adjust siya na upo niya.
Notice mo siya.
Good. Okay.
Next thing is we communicate a lot of things subconsciously. Everything that we do is information. So everything that you put on social media is information. You choosing your tattoo, you choosing your Facebook, your Instagram profile, that's information. So as a marketer, well, ang laking factor dito, you curate what you put out. Because what you put out, this is the perception that you're sharing to the world. So ang laking bagay. If you're working with persuasion and framing and marketing yourself, you're selling something, know and tandaan mo that these are frames. These are something that you're communicating to the world. So kunwari, tulad nito, nandito kami, kung makikita ninyo, there's a background that states that this is a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Kitang-kita nyo. Diba? So kung nasa ibang lugar kami, tas iba yung background, iba rin yung mafe-feel ng mga audience.
Right.
So just be aware of what you put out and what you're subconsciously communicating to people. And siguro lastly, improve your senses. what do I mean by that? You could search for the word equity. Ito yung pinaka, parang, as I was studying neurolinguistic programming and talking to different practitioners,
yeah,
not just here, sa ibang bansa rin, napansin ko, one of the key, pinaka-important na factors ng NLP was to raise your senses. So for example, sa ganitong usapan, what are you conscious of?
I'm listening. I try to listen more.
Listen more, diba? But at the same time, are you also noticing the body language, the micro-expressions ng kausap mo?
Tama? Yes.
Because when you get to notice this small stuff, very small stuff, here's the thing. You can adjust. Tama. Pansin natin mga magagaling na salesman, di ba? Onting, nag-change lang yung tone ng boses. Boom, mirror ka agad. Adjust ka agad ng tonality so that it fits.
Very calculated.
Diba? So, if you get to raise your senses, you become more aware of the things that not all people notice. You get to be better in your fields because you're working at a different level than what level everyone is working on. So, yeah, hindi ko na maalala yung 1, 2, 3, but...
Naalala ko.
Yeah.
Notice your posture. Right?
For visual communication.
Yung first mo, di ba? Yeah, and then the second was be mindful of the information that goes out. Everything is information.
Yeah.
And then the third is improve your senses.
Acuity. Raise. Parang erase mo yung level ng sensory mo. So, listening, you get to listen for like... context cues. Nagbago lang yung tono. Right. Ganon. Kasi minsan, di ba, karamihan ng away, minsan, dahil lang nagtaas ng boses, that's your equity eh. You've associated na pag tumaas yung boses niya, galit yun. Galit to.
Ang taas siguro ng equity level ni Spider-Man sa Daredevil. Parang yun.
In senses. Yeah.
Doon lang sila. No?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. What would you think is your favorite sa tatlo na yun?
Improve your senses, medyo mahirap kasi siya gawin. But I would say, I would keep it simple para at least start sa mababa is to notice your posture every time. Kasi hindi lang siya, hindi lang siya more on how you communicate eh. Nakakatulong din siya rin sa ano mo eh. Kasi di ba pag hindi maayos yung posture mo, in the long run, pagtanda mo, kuba ka.
Oh, okay.
So,
makes sense.
Simple, so super simple pero in the long run tutulungan ka ng maayos na posture.
But, so even health wise.
Yeah.
Paayos din naman ng posture
doon sa sinasabi. Ang nakakatakot dito. Every time na sinasabi natin yung posture. So ina-adjust ko yung likod kasi para may tumutunog. So hindi ko lang kailangan pati. Pero yeah, okay. Wow. Okay. So this has been great. I think this has been a really ang dami ko natutunan and I'm sure Kevin, you probably learned a lot no? And I hope the listeners have learned a lot. So I guess to close this out before we do the usual mumbo jumbo call to action BS. Any last words? No? Like I know I asked for your starter pack and that was really good. No? We're gonna put that in a meme para people can, you know, associate it with you in this episode. But anything else? Like anything you wanna share before we go to the follow me, etc. etc. Like just your last nugget, like last bar that you wanna
say. Okay. I think medyo this is medyo malapit to sa puso ko tong statement na to eh. Parang tangina naman. Minsan yung buong mundo kalaban mo na. Tapos pati sarili mo kalaban mo pa rin. You could work with your self-talk. Very, very important. Notice your self-talk. There are lots of ways to work with your self-talk. But if you get to improve your self-talk and how you talk to yourself, that changes a lot of things. That's one part of my advocacy right now. Yung tanong mo, if I were to share something sa mga tao, final message, tayo lang makaka-work nun eh. You have your own personal journey, iba-iba yung journey ng tao. Sabi ko nga, iba-iba yung map of the world ng mga tao. I don't have to compare myself. I have my own personal journey. Your relationship with your partner, kung meron ka mang partner o wala, that's your personal journey. You don't have to compare yourself to others. Pero punot dulo, work with your thoughts, work with your self-talk. And if that gets to change, you'd experience life differently. Yun lang.
Boom.
Nice.
Mic drop. That's good. That's nice. How do people, where do they find you?
Dito lang. Message.
So actually, like, let me set that up properly. You also have a podcast, actually. Let's mention that, where you talk about these things in detail. People might be curious. So yeah, let them know how do you...
Sa akin, yung podcast ko is called Self Talk with Ken Sumera. Medyo sa Facebook kasi naka-center ako sa mga persuasion, sales, ganun, communication stuff, NLP hypnosis. But dun sa podcast ko, specific siya sa mindset. Specific siya sa self-talk talaga. And I get to also interview mga yan, psychiatrists, doctors, mga mentors ko. And I always just ask them, how could you improve your self-talk? Yun lang yung sentro nun. Pero for people, if you want to get in touch with me, just search me up on Facebook, Ken Ken Sumera. On all socials, nandun naman ako. Feel free to message me. Or NLP and Hypnosis Philippines.
Oh, the group, the Facebook group.
The Facebook page then.
NLP and Hypnosis Philippines. Yeah, join that group. Marami kayo rin matututunan. So, yeah, okay. I'm just gonna talk to... gonna close this out, no? So, thank you so much, Ken Ken. Wait, let me give you this. Although, hindi maririnig ang mga tao to. So, meron kaming gift.
But patunugin mo natin.
Yan, may ano tayo sa kanya.
Wow.
Thank you for coming to the show. And yeah, this is our first episode. Actually, pretty cool. What do you think about the experience?
It was nice. I wasn't nervous at all.
Yo.
As in, parang kwentuhan lang siya. Ganda. Medyo nakakabitin nga eh kasi.
Oh, man.
Kulang na lang alak.
Alak.
Okay, so ano yan? Call to action din sa sponsors na...
pwede.
Yeah, let's... Okay, ayun o, kita yung table na to. Diyan o, imagine your brand in front, diba?
That's, yun yan. Imagine.
No, this was great. So, thank you guys for listening to The Tidal Zone. If you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to like and comment. Like, meron dyan section, you can ask questions. Pwede namin yung intindihin and engage with you and baka ma-mention natin yan sa next episode. If you're watching on YouTube, also comment because maganda yan sa algorithm and we're going to be running diretso, ano ba ito? Maganda yan sa algorithm eh. Like for the, ano, for the likes, no? And we'll be selecting the best comment. Like, so comment below what was the number one, your key takeaway from Ken Ken or from the show, and we'll be selecting a comment and the prize TBD. You'll see it on our social, so make sure to follow us on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. That's Tidal Zone Podcast. So that's it, guys. I think that's a wrap for episode one. Thank you so much, Ken Ken.
Right.
Thank you so much for spending 1 hour plus with us. This has been the Tidal Zone Podcast, and we'll see you again next week. Oh, and don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, hit all that buttons, hit all those notifications. Do everything you can, man. Or sis, share this, and yeah, see you again in the Tidal Zone.
Peace.